before time began. If he had called us because of our works, David would fail because he committed adultery. If he had called because of the works, many people in the Bible, and actually everybody will be a failure. So it is the grace of God. He called the leaders and the pastors of this church and anybody God called with a holy calling and according to his purpose and plan before the time began because of his grace in Christ Jesus. So never be dismayed, never be discouraged. God is still on the throne. Hallelujah. So having said that, thank you for Pastor Tom and bringing me to share the word of the Lord in this church with you people. I'm really thankful to the Lord above all. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, and verse 45 and 46. Matthew chapter 13, verse 45 and 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of a great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Let's pray. Father, in thee blessed and true name, in the name of Yeshua, our living Savior, we approach thy throne of grace, and even finding a great boldness through the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, who passed through the heavens and applied his own blood on the mercy seat, giving us great boldness, yet reverently we come in your presence where is the prayers forevermore and the fullness of joy, where 24 elders and four living creatures are worshiping you and calling you holy, holy, holy. And we, oh, through the blood of Jesus, reverently and with great boldness come in your presence, oh God. And worship you, Father, hallelujah. Acknowledge you that you are the God of grace and mercy and love. And you give power to the weak. You give strength. And thy word say, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I pray the power of the Holy Spirit to be poured upon us this morning, O Lord, that each and everyone will be strengthened, encouraged, edified in this church, and continue to obey the holy calling, the calling of the Lord, and will not be discouraged with any circumstances, knowing that Jesus loves us. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for Pakistan, O Lord, which I visited last time I was there was 94, about 25 years ago. And it's not a coincidence that I'm here and I was planning and I shared with some people that I want to go to minister in Pakistan and a trip in October. And right now I'm praying and seeking your will that you may take me there according to your will and make the resources also, and I may go for 2-3 weeks and do some work of the Lord in villages and in some cities and some evangelism and strengthening the churches, O Lord. I pray that as it is the day that we pray for Pakistan, Lord, in your purpose, in your plan, in your perfect will, that you may take me in October of this year. We pray for those churches are being persecuted. We pray for those people, the families are being persecuted. Their faith will not fail, that they will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We pray for the Christian people of Pakistan and the churches that you may strengthen them. Hallelujah. Lord, I also pray that the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit be given to me to preach the word of the Lord this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. I titled this message, You Are a Pearl of a Great Price. You are a pearl of a great price. Many other interpretations people have preached. I believe the other interpretations are not correct. people preach that Jesus is a pearl and the believer is the merchant. I believe a believer cannot buy Jesus. We don't have anything to buy Jesus. And we're wretched sinners. By grace ye are saved. It is Jesus who paid the price. It is Jesus who buy us and make us a pearl of a great price. In a way, when we serve the Lord, we give up many things. We give up our luxury, we give up our job, and we sacrifice. But even giving up and selling everything as in the service of the Lord, we are still fallen short of it, all of us. So when a merchant is seeking pearls and he go and sell everything, I believe the merchant is the Lord Jesus Christ, and the pearl is the believer and the body of Christ, the church. So you are a pearl of a great price. To know this message, to understand this message fully, we need to know how the pearls are made. And several times I preached this message before. And one day I was on, I don't have a Facebook, but I was looking through my wife's Facebook. And somebody put on the Facebook these oyster shells and the meat part. They were pressing after they opened the hard shell. And when they pressed it, the meat part, the pearls were popping out of the meat part. So the pearls are made, a pearl is formed when an oyster gets a grain of sand trapped in the soft flesh called menthol within its shell. This piece of sand irritates the tender oyster and he responds by coating the grain of sand with layers upon layers of a substance called nacre, which is saliva and calcium. Nacre is made of saliva and calcium. And over a period of time, simple sand particle becomes a pearl. So as this a small sand particles get trapped in the oyster shell, and the oyster shell, the flesh part, the menthol, soft flesh, is irritated and releases the nacre, saliva, and calcium, and layers upon layers around this a sand particle, which has no value. It is nothing. It becomes a pearl. Same way, Jesus, holy, righteous, God Almighty, coming in the flesh, and our sins irritated him. He's a holy God. God is light and there is no darkness in him. And our sins irritated him. And Ephesians talks about it, that you are in Christ, you are in Christ, you are in Christ. And so when Jesus was crucified, we were in him. And he wrapped us layers of his mercy and grace and blood and forgiveness and love. So Jesus, when our sins irritated each believer and the body of Christ, you are a pearl of a great price. We irritated him. Our sins irritated him because he is holy. He is the nature because he's God. And so the irritation, he still loved us. And then he wrapped us and layers of his mercy around us and his layers of his grace around us and the blood, precious blood and the forgiveness over and over, the layers of forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ for each and every believer and the layers and layers of his love around us, making us the pearl. And not only Jesus makes us a pearl, by the layers of his grace, mercy, forgiveness, and blood, and love. But he also brings shine in the pearl. Jesus brings the shine. Hallelujah. So now, a couple of things. Let's get out of the way, and then I'll get to the part of mercy, grace, blood, forgiveness, and love. We'll look at those things, that the layers of Jesus around the believer, of mercy, grace, blood, forgiveness, and love. But this scripture tells us, and the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. And merchant went and sold everything to buy this pearl. And the Bible tells us in Luke 19, verse 10, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And then we know a song, the merchant or Jesus, you came down from heaven to earth, from the earth to the cross, from the cross to the grave, and from the grave to the sky. So when we read the merchant went, it is Jesus who came, left all heavenly glory and beauty, and humbled himself and came down on the earth. And from the earth, he went to the cross and he died for us and shed his blood. And from the cross, he went into the grave. And from the grave, he rose by the power of his resurrection, mightily, victoriously, triumphantly. Jesus rose again, and he went through the heavens at the right hand of God. And he is my righteousness, he is my sanctification, he is my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. So, Jesus is seeking, and he was seeking you. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. So the merchant Jesus came down and sold everything. Means he emptied himself. He lay aside the protocol of thousands and thousands of angels bowing before the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And imagine he is God Almighty, and the heavens cannot contain our Lord Jesus. How awesome and great God he is. And there he, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. In other words, he is God. He was God, always will be, but he emptied himself. It wasn't a robbery to say, I am God. God is in me, I am in God. If you see me, you have seen God. It was right. He was God, but for your sake and my sake, to make us pearl of a great price, to make us precious, the people who are nothing, people who are wretched sinners and separated from God, under the wrath of God, under the judgment of God, to make them precious, inherit the kingdom of God, and to be joint heirs, heirs with God, and joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ, and being the righteousness of God. Jesus thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but humbled himself, but made him of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant. Bond servant is different than the other servant. The other servants, the slaves or servants are used against their will. But bond servant is the one who gives his life willingly. Jesus came lovingly and willingly. He said, I have the power to give my life and I have the power to take it back. So he became bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. He chose that. Because the merchant Jesus came down from heaven to the earth, from the earth to the cross, and from the cross to the grave, and from the grave to the sky. He chose as a bondservant, and he willingly did that for me and you to make us pearl of a great price. And being found in appearance of him as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Hebrews 12:2 tells us, the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. What was the joy that was set before him? The joy that was set before him was to make you a pearl of a great price. The joy that was set before him to make you a pearl of a great price. And you, and everyone who come to the Lord, he will wrap them with his mercy, with his grace, with his forgiveness, with his blood, with his love, and continue to wrap us around to make us pearl of a great price and make us shine for the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 though our sins irritated him, but his love was greater. Now we will look at these three, four things, the layers, as the oyster, the flesh part, mental, with the dust part or the sand particle, putting layers of nacre, the saliva, and calcium over and over, and over the period of time, that sand, because of the nacre, layers of nacre around it, became a pearl of a great price. And so is the believer, the layers of the mercy and the grace and the love and the forgiveness and the blood of Jesus Christ continue to wrap us layers and layers, and continually makes us the pearl of a great price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the first one, mercy, that the layers of the Lord Jesus Christ, for me and you, the layers of his mercy around the believer. Some of us might say, well, God is no more merciful. I blew it that day. I blew it the other day. I'm a great sinner. I don't deserve. You know, this is the trap, guilt trap of Satan. Satan hates you, and he is a liar, the father of lies. Jesus said, I came to give you abundant life. Hallelujah. And the abundant life is in the very layers and layers of his mercy and grace. And so we'll check the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll look at Psalm 136, verse 1 to 3. Psalm 136, verse 1 to 3. I hope you're there as quickly I can get to the scripture. If not, just pay attention so we don't lose the consistency of the message. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. His mercy will continue to wrap you with layers and layers forever. Nothing that you can do that God will not be merciful to you, because you have come to Jesus Christ. In Jesus, you will find mercy over and over, endures forever and ever. Hallelujah. If you had sinned yesterday, if you have gone to look at pornography, I don't know, I'm just saying, if you committed adultery, if you have gone to gamble money, if you have done something wrong, if you have killed someone, if you have murdered somebody, I don't care what you have done, come to Jesus and his mercy will wrap you around. Hallelujah. His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks. Verse 2. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does, verse 4 also I added, for him, to him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. Now look at another scripture, Lamentations chapter 3, right after, I believe, Jeremiah. Lamentations chapter 3, and we'll look at verse 22 and 23 and 24. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, 23 and 24. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his mercy is over and over, endures forever, not for today and tomorrow. God is too mad. Oh, I blew it. How many times I've sinned, how many times I made mistakes and done wrong. Doesn't matter. His mercy, because through the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. The hope of this church, our church, God is Love Church, the body of Christ, is in the one whose mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Through his mercy, we are not consumed. Otherwise, the wrath of God will consume us. Otherwise, this world's lust and this world's sinfulness and wickedness will consume us. But God is merciful and bring repentance to his people. Because of his mercy, continue to wrap us around. And James chapter 2 verse 13 says, mercy triumphs over judgment. Hallelujah. So Jesus, to make us a pearl, he wrap us around over and over with his mercy. Hallelujah. And then we'll go to the grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. Beautiful scripture there. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He left the heavens and he came down, and from heaven to the earth, from the earth to the cross. And while he became poor, though he was rich, he was heavenly, he was righteous, he was holy. He who knew no sin became sin for us. So while Jesus is dying, while the nails are being driven into his hand and his feet, you and me who are sand particle, dust, wretched sinners, we are becoming heavenly. Pearl. We are becoming pearl. The face that was glorious became disfigured. They punched him. They slapped him. They spit on him for hour and hour and hour, and they snatched his beard out of his face, and stripes laid on his back, and beaten and wounded for our transgressions, the Lord. Imagine if somebody spit on your shoe, how many will say, I'll leave it for a decoration? You'll say, oh my God, get me some napkin quickly, and we will clean it real good, and still not satisfied. And we will say, oh, who knows what germs, maybe coronavirus germs these days. So who will take the spitting? You know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, for my sakes and for your sakes, he became poor. And while he was being spat upon, while he was shedding his blood, while he was ridiculed, while they were laying stripes on him, and while they were beating on him, while they were putting crown of thorns on him, we were becoming the righteousness of God. We were receiving the holiness of God, the righteousness of God. We were becoming heavenly creatures. We were receiving the heavenly citizenship. We were becoming joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ, to inherit all the heavens and the earth. He was making us the pearl of a great price. You know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that through his poverty you might become rich. You might become pearl of a great price. Hallelujah. The grace of God. And then he wrapped us with his grace over and over and over, even now. I tell you, I don't know about you, if I wasn't getting the grace of God yesterday and even today, even this moment, I'll be nobody. I'm zero. I'm zero, 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 wretched sinner without Jesus. So the more zeros I put, that I'm zero, 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 but put one before that zero, and that one is unique, and that one is Jesus, and you have the value. So I need the grace of God, and I need it every day to bestow his grace and wrap me and layers of his grace over and over around me, upon me, to keep me going. Hallelujah. I need the grace of God. And the John's gospel tells us in chapter 1 verse 16 and 17, the law came through Moses, but the grace and truth came through, the fullness of grace and truth came through Lord Jesus Christ. And we have received grace upon grace. Layers of grace, layers of grace, that he died for us, he shed his blood for us, and he became poor, that we become pearl of a great price. We become rich. we may become filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 12 says that as many as believed in him, to them he gave power. Jesus gave power. He gives power. Without him giving power, you cannot be sons of God. But as many as believed in him, to them he gave power to become sons of God, children of God. The power, how he gave the power, how he gives you power, how he gave me power, because he became poor. The merchant went and sold everything, gave up everything, gave up the protocol of all the heavenly hosts bowing, worshiping him and all that. And he became a man, and he gave his body to be broken, and he was wounded for our transgression. He died for us to make us pearl of a great price. And then 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, we look at forgiveness. And sometimes we say, how many times the Lord will forgive us? Oh, you have been sinning one sin you cannot get rid of. You're 30 years saved? 20 years saved? What is that sin? Gossip? Oh, oops. What is that sin? You know. Some have gossip, some have lying, some have other sins. God knows. Jesus knows the sin. But yet, he's continued to wrap us around with the forgiveness. He's not saying, okay, I'm forgiving you so much, it is done. It's over for you. No more forgiveness. Remember Peter asked the question in Matthew 18th chapter, verse 22. Peter said, Lord, how many times I should forgive my brother? And what the Lord said, 70 times 70. It wasn't the Lord was saying 70 times 70, whatever the number comes. What the Lord meant, if the same sin, same offense, your brother come and do again and again and again, 70 times into 70 means you continue to forgive him. If Jesus was saying that, you continue to forgive your brother, you think Jesus will not continue to forgive you? And let's read this passage in 1 John chapter 9. Verse 9. Chapter 1, 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sin, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the cleansing and the forgiveness, he is wrapping us layers and layers continuously. He is forgiving us. And we can't even count how many times the Lord forgave me in the past. And you will never be able to count how many times the Lord will forgive you in the future. But know this, the Lord will continue to forgive you and wrap you around with his forgiveness. Hallelujah. That's our Jesus. That how many times he will forgive us? He will continue to forgive us. Hallelujah. So this is a beautiful picture. And then cleansing by his blood. He will cleanse us by his blood continuously. The believer who is washed and saved and he's been sanctified and cleansed. So there was a time that in John's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 4 to 11, when Jesus was washing the feet of his disciples, and Peter said, no, Lord, I don't want you to wash me. And Jesus said, he who has bathed, he don't need to bathe again. He need the feet washing. Means he need continuously the blood of Jesus Christ to wrap him around and wash him and cover him continually till we change from these corrupt bodies and go to be with the Lord. So if I do not wash you, Jesus said, you have no part with me. So we see the blood of Jesus continue to sanctify us and the word of God continue to sanctify us. and the Holy Spirit continue to sanctify us and wraps us around with His blood and with His forgiveness, continue layers and layers around us. And whenever we fall short, whenever we make mistake, whenever we sin, the Lord's blood is there to continue cleanse you and wash you and sanctify you from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. That's why he said in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Jesus Christ the righteous, the merchant who came down from heaven, who became poor for us, to make us pearl of a great price. Great price is paid by him. And we are the pearl. Sand particle. Dust. Nobody. Nothing. Hallelujah. Love of Jesus. He wrapped us with his love. Young man was singing about that love. That your love. Your love. That song was coming strong, and he sang over again. Jeremiah chapter, everlasting love of Jesus will continue to wrap us around. And Jeremiah 31 verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3. And let's read verse 4 too. The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you or made you. And then he says, again, I will build you and you shall be rebuilt, O Virgin of Israel. You shall again be adorned with your tambourines and shall go forth in the dances of those who rejoice. So again, to rebuild again the people of God, the churches of God, God, the power God uses, the Lord uses, is it is his love. And those people who feel rejected, those people who are discouraged, those people who are depressed, those people who are struggling with sin or the world and the things of this world and whatnot, I don't know what we are struggling with, and we're looking for success and we're looking for things to happen, but the love of Jesus is the power that he will wrap you over and over and over. And when we get a little bit insight of and the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, how much Jesus loves us, and we get the secret of his love, we will be encouraged and we will shine and we will overcome everything because of his love. And he will continue to wrap us with his love, his unconditional, everlasting, unchanging love of Jesus. He continued to wrap his people with his love. His love cannot change. The grace of God, the mercy of God, the forgiveness of Lord Jesus Christ, and the cleansing power of the blood will not change. You cannot do anything to change the power of his mercy, grace, love, forgiveness, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is nothing can change Jesus' love for you. Nothing that you can do that will change his love for you. He continued to wrap us around. In Malachi chapter 1 verse 2, the Lord say that, let us look at it. Malachi chapter 1. Verse 2. I have loved you, says the Lord. In Jeremiah 31:3, he says, yea, the Lord say, appear to me of old that I have loved thee with an everlasting love. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Nothing can change my love. Since I don't change, the death of the cross could not change the characteristics of Lord Jesus Christ, the personality of the Lord Jesus Christ. I, the Lord, change not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he says, I have loved you, says the Lord, yet you say, in what way have you loved us? Then the Lord responds that you say, Anu say, Tom say, when they're going through trouble, Lord, where are you? It's easy. Because we are humans. We get discouraged. My son going through depression, my wife said, Lord, there are people who are doing wrong things. They're not serving you. They're not even saved. And their children are graduating. Their children are doing wonderful. Our son was a student. How come he's now in depression and over prayer, 3 years, 4 years, and we're going through. And yet you say, in what way have you loved us? Some complaints can come. So, but God say he loves you and he continue to wrap you with his love. Hallelujah. Continuously wrapping you with his love, everlasting love, unchanging, unconditional love. And that makes us a pearl of a great price. That makes us shine, that we know Jesus loves us beyond our imaginations. That I may know the depth and the length and the height and the width of the love of Christ. His love is that he says in Ephesians that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Then Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. How we are created in Christ Jesus, pearl of a great price. And in Revelation, he says, in New Jerusalem, the body of Christ, the New Jerusalem, there will be pearls in that. The believers, their pearls, gates of pearl, and then the walls, there are pearls on the wall, and so forth. So pearl is a believer. It is the body of Christ, the pearl. And so here he say, you are created, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So now, we are created in Christ Jesus. Jesus wrapped us in his grace, in his mercy, and continue to do that, and wrapped us layers of forgiveness and his precious blood, and then the everlasting love. For what? To make us shine, that we may show forth, walk in his footsteps. That now we may shine as pearls in EHD, in Galloway, in New Life Church, in God is Love Church, in India, in Pakistan, in the whole world. Then now we may walk in his four steps which God before ordained. Now, look at price paid to make us pearl, and then we should bring glory to the Lord. We should shine for the Lord. And price paid in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, for you were bought with a price. You were bought with a price. You are a pearl of a great price. Price was paid by the Lord Jesus Christ. And then 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19 tells us that you were not redeemed by the corruptible things like silver, gold, or things like that. Or we see in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, tells us that we were bought and purchased not by the blood of goats and bulls, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. Price paid was awesome price. Jesus paid the price. You are pearl of Jesus. You're pearl of God. God did the work. By his grace, he did the work. Hallelujah. To bring the shine in the pearl, we need the continuous layers of his mercy, grace, and his forgiveness, and his blood covering us and wrapping us and cleansing us and live for the Lord, live for Jesus. Hallelujah. Two more things. I'll be coming to closing. Discernment of pearls. 1 Corinthians. Discernment of pearls is important. And Jesus, who paid the price to make people pearls, he has the discernment of the pearls. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26 and 27. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. So the discernment of pearls is the best who can see that this one and this one and this one can become a pearl of a great price is in the hands of the Lord. Tomorrow we might see, Lord, I guess when you stand and you call the names of people, you might call Benny Hinn, you might call the known people, the Billy Graham and certain others. And what about the people who nobody know, the media doesn't know, and the people in the villages are being persecuted by the Hindus and the Muslims, and they have lack of resources, and they were faithful to their calling. The discernment of the pearl. People may have rejected you. People may say he's a failure. He's a certain color and he's a certain, he has no education and he's nobody. He's Indian, he's Pakistani, he's black or white or none of these things, poor, rich or black, because he saved people, Revelation 5:9, from every tribe and every tongue and every nation for people for himself. The mighty, mighty men and women of God all over the world. The world doesn't know. There was a man in one of the villages in Pakistan, very illiterate and very poor person, but such a mighty anointing was in his life that demonic hardest cases were afraid of him. People will bring the demonic possessed very, very bad. He had no struggle. The demons were afraid of him. Before they bring to the room where he used to be. And he was a very simple man. The anointing of God. Nobody knew about him. Only the village knew. And some villages around. So the discernment of the of pearl of a great price is Jesus can discern. He sees you, somebody who is a pearl of a great price. He paid the price. You are dear, you're precious to him, and he can do great things through you. You may think, no, you cannot do, but the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. You may say, oh, Pastor Charles was different. I cannot. You cannot be Pastor Charles, but you are Tom, pearl of a great price of Jesus Christ. And Jesus can do great things through you. Hallelujah. So discernment is in the hands of the Lord. Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 8 quickly. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 8. He raises the poor from the dust. He has the discernment. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap. To set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory.
Glory belongs to the Lord.
If it was in man's hand, then we will make a big misuse of it. God bring the glory upon his people. God bring the anointing. God sanctify people. God take a shepherd boy and make a king out of him. God take people like Paul. And Paul, the Talmud books of Jewish religious books tells us that Saul was very short and ugly person as in appearance. But the discernment in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, the merchant knows and seeking to save that which was lost, and he's seeking to make people pearls of a great price. Discernment is in his hands. Don't think, oh, my life is failure, it's over, I'm old, it's over for me. Come on! Your education means nothing. Nobody, if you're not noble, you're not mighty, you're not educated, no matter what the case is, many mighty are not called, many noble are not called, many wise are not called. Sometimes I feel I'm fool. But when the anointing of God comes, he gives me wisdom and power that I don't understand. I look back. That was me sharing the word of God. That was me saying, I don't know. Because God be glorified. He chose a wretched sinner like me. Cannot speak English well. Cannot speak my language well. I was 10 years old. My mother died. And all the odds were against me to standing in America, one of the best powerful country, and preaching the word of God. Because the discernment is in the hands of the merchant who he make a pearl of a great price. I want to encourage you, each and everyone has the work for God. Everyone should work for the Lord. But whatever is your job, do it with all your heart, hallelujah, for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. That's why I need the mercy, the grace, and the everlasting love, and the blood of Jesus, and the forgiveness. Continue to layers and layers to wrap me, and continue to cleanse me, sanctify me, and make me stand to preach the word of God. I'm not worthy to preach the word of God, but I'm worthy by the one who made me worthy by great price he paid for me. Hallelujah! Closing. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. Wonderful scripture there. After James, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. Beautiful scripture. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are a chosen people. You are a people of God. New Life Church, you are the body of Christ. You are a pearl of a great price. Jesus paid the price for you. Hallelujah. He has the discernment for each and everyone. You are a pearl. You are a pearl. You are a pearl. If you have been washed in the blood of Jesus, if you have been born again, now all you need is wrapping around by the blood of Jesus, the feet washing. He will continue to wash your feet. He'll continue to wash you with his blood. He will continue to forgive you. He'll continue to be gracious to you. He's continually to give you his mercy around. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. Why we are called royal? Royal blood is in us. Hallelujah. The royal blood is in us. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. No, nobody is greater in the kingdom of God. Everybody's equal. Everybody's necessary. Everybody's important. Because the blood paid, the price paid for everybody equally. Everybody have different jobs. Hallelujah. In quickly in Exodus 19th chapter, verse 5. Exodus 19th chapter, verse 5 says, "Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine." You will be a pearl of a great price, and you are, but the pearl need to shine. And the shining of the pearl, the light of the pearl, how it beautifully make prism. If you put the pearls in light, and then they make the prism on the wall, the beautiful colors reflect from because of the light. So you are a special people above all, and you will be a treasure to me. God is saying that in Exodus. And then in Philippians chapter 1, he says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ. The shine will not be, without me you can do nothing, Jesus said. And the shine will come, we come in his presence, we come in the light of God. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. And you, we being the pearl of a great price, we must come in the fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, come in the light, his countenance, if coming upon us, his rays shining on us, will reflect the light from the pearls. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, 6, and 7. This is the message which we have heard from him and declared to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. The pearls are to bear light, to shine, and give grace, mercy, and forgiving others and loving others. The love of Jesus, grace, mercy, and power of his blood, power of his gospel should shine through us. You're a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You are his own special people. You are pearl of a great price of God. You are a pearl of a great price of Jesus Christ. Individually, corporately, New Life Church is a pearl of a great price. Jesus, Almighty God, is the owner. Hallelujah. He's not given up on you. He's still extending his grace, layers and layers of his mercy and forgiveness and cleansing and love of God wrapping you around. Hallelujah. Revival is coming. Hallelujah. Through the shine, the pearl reveal, the price paid. The more we shine, you know this, when you buy pearls, if they shine and there's the way they look, and if they're really shiny, and the people who know the pearls, they can tell that this must be very expensive. The shine, the more we shine, it reveals the price paid and priceless treasure of God. Through the shine that we become priceless treasure known to the people, the world. Psalm 135, verse 4. Pastor Tom is saying, okay, brother. All right. Well, Pastor Tom was inviting me, and some other things. He got sick, and those things delayed my coming here. I love to be here. Hallelujah. Psalm 135, verse 4. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his special treasure. New life for his special treasure, pearl of a great price. Pastor Tom and Laura DiStefano
for a special treasure. Pastor Dara, brother there, everyone. You're God's people.
Pearl of a great price. You know, if you need healing, if you need grace of God, if you need the mercy of God today, you're struggling, there are things in your life that you need prayer for healing. God's healing, Jesus is the healer. He is going to wrap you with his grace and love and mercy even this morning in the sanctuary. The presence of the Lord is mightily working. If you need prayer, you can come and we'll minister to you, Pastor Tom, Pastor Donna, myself. I'll turn the service over to our brother.
Amen. Well, I knew I was dirt, made from the dirt. Now I know that I am pearl, spit, and calcium, too. So, clam or oyster spit. Okay, let's pray. Let me stand and pray a blessing over you, but as our brother said, the Lord is present, and he does want to minister. So I want to encourage anyone who does want prayer for anything. If you've not been well, if you've not been thinking well, if you just want a touch from God, come forward when we do dismiss. So, Lord, I do pray a blessing over everyone who's here. Lord, in the words that you gave Moses to bless the people with, the people that you called, people that you said are this great treasure that you set your heart on. So, Father, may you bless these people and keep them. May your face shine upon them and be gracious to them. And Lord, may you lift up your countenance upon us all and give you your peace. And all God's people said, amen, amen. So again, if you need prayer, Elder Andre, Pastor Donna, Pastor Anous will be here. We'll be glad to pray for you.